Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र शताय श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की नितय हो प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28. Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. Text 56. Pancharamannavadvaram Ekapalam Trikoshtakam. Okay, but yesterday was 55. So you're at 57. Okay. Panchedriyarta arama.
Panchedriyarta arama.
Dwarak prananava prabho. Teshop anani koshtani. Kulam Indriya Sankraha. Panchendriya Artha Arama. Dwarak Prananava Prabho. Tejop Anani Koshtani. Kulam Indriya Sangraha.
Kulam Indriya Sangraha.
Matajis. Pancha, five. Indriya Artaha, sense objects. Aramaha, the gardens. Dwarah, gates. Pranaha, apertures of the senses. Nava, nine. Prabho, O King, Tejah, up. Fire, water, Anani, food grains or earth. Koshtani, apartments. Kulam, families. Indriya Sangraha, five senses and the mind. So now I'll read the translation for the previous verse, and then this verse are connected both. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Sivaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In that city, the material body, there are five gardens, nine gates, one protector, three apartments, six families, five stores, five material elements, and one woman who is lord of the house. And now is the verse from today. This is the explanation. My dear friend, the five gardens are the five objects of sense enjoyment, and the protector is the life air which passes through the nine gates. The three apartments are the chief ingredients, fire, water, and earth. The six families are the aggregate total of the mind and five senses. Report. The five senses that acquire knowledge are sight, taste, smell, sound, and touch. And these act through the nine gates. The two eyes, two ears, one mouth, two nostrils, one genital, and one rectum. These holes are compared to gates in the walls of the city. The principal ingredients are earth, water, and fire. And the principal actor is the mind, which is controlled by the intelligence, buddhi. So panchendriyarta arama dwara prananava prabho tejop anani koshtani kulam indriya sangraha. My dear friend, the five gardens are the five objects of sense enjoyment, and the protector is the life air, which passes through the nine gates. The three apartments are the chief ingredients, fire, water, and earth. The six families are the aggregate total of the mind and five senses. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bandi Shri Gurundinataranam. Panchakalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhuvya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Well, thank you everyone for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam class. So the five senses, we according to Bhagavad Gita, we have how many senses? Nine, six, who gives more? 10, 13 is too much, 13. 15 is too. We don't know. So, 10, 11, 11. Yes. Perfect. I don't have sweet. So the five senses for acquiring knowledge are described here a sense of enjoyment, which are sight. We acquire knowledge of the material world through sight, through taste, smell, touch. So there are a variety of forms, sounds, variety of smell, of different tastes. So we can enjoy. We are here because we have that desire to enjoy material life. So we are being provided a material body. We have these five senses for acquiring knowledge, and these five senses come in contact with the five objects. So the object for sight will be form, exactly. So we have so many forms that we are attracted according to the type of body we have. It's program. It has like a software that will dictate which type of forms are nice, which type of forms are not nice. So, for instance, for a roach, for a cockroach, there is beauty will be another. If it's a male cockroach, will be attracted to a female like that. The human beings, we have another concept of forms. For us, a roach is horrible. We don't like that. But this is these likes and dislikes are not coming from the soul, are coming from the mood of nature, which are like functioning in us like a software. We are forced to be repulsed of to hate the form of an insect, for example. It's not our like. In the same way, we have different tastes according to the different, even among human beings, there are 400,000 species of human beings, and among then there are different also likes and dislikes according to food, according to the mood of nature. Some likes spicy food, others don't like spicy, like that. And animals like hawks, they like a stool. So for us, a stool is something horrible. But this is also not a decision of the soul. This is we are coming with that software that we don't like a stool, but we like the same elements, which are a stool is made of earth, water, heat, fire, earth, and ether. And the food that we eat every day is made of the same elements. But they are disposed in such a way that according to our mind, we like in a certain way these elements. So all of these are like in the verse, say the what is see, the six families are the aggregate total of the mind and five senses. So we have these five senses and the mind. This family is dictating what we like, what we don't like. So we have also different sounds in the same way. We like some type of sounds. Another sound we call noise. This is noise, noisy. For some, like for young people, like some music is very like harmonic, you know? And they like about an old person. He said, "How the young people like this music?" It's like, he said, "This is noise. This is not music. Music is classical music." You know? This is also we are influenced according to the mood of nature. We decide what is music. You know? The same with kirtan. No? Even devotees have different opinions sometimes of how kartala should be played. Some say kartala should be played lowly because we have to awake the spiritual soul. Another say no, it should be softly. And for outside people, when we go to Harinam, some people love the Harinam. They say, "This is the best music. Do you have a record?" Another, they just do like this. They don't like, so. Of course, it's transcendental sound, so we don't care. we want people to hear. So then we have the five working senses, which will be 10 senses plus the five acquiring knowledge senses, like sight, smell. So the working senses are the legs, arms, mouth, the anus, the genital. And with those working senses, we fulfill the dictation of the senses and the mind. Like if we want to, like sometimes we want more prasadam, and everyone is taking prasadam. So we want more sabji, for example, more pasta. And then we are, nobody is clean like, to serve us more, so we have to use our working senses. Get up and go, wash our mouth and hands and go out and serve more prasadam. Because we need, in order to enjoy, we need the working senses to place the food in the mouth, to be near a form so we can appreciate those forms. So for material life, it seems great that senses are meant for enjoyment, and we are here for enjoyment. We are looking for pleasure. Everyone, from the ant to the demigod, they are looking for pleasure. And we have this tool, which is a human body, and we have the senses, and then we try to learn how to enjoy these senses. From childhood, we start learning, but we learn. This body is called also a guru, because the body teaches us a great lesson, which is detachment. It's meant finally to give us the lesson that we are not here for our own enjoyment. I mean that although this body and these senses seems to be the way to provide enjoyment, are actually not the way. And from the very early age, we have experience. The guru start teaching us. But this is not a wonderful guru who deserves to be served, like our spiritual masters or gurus. We're supposed to, Tadvidi Pranipatena Pariprasena Sevaya. We're supposed to perform seva, service to the guru. But this body is a cruel guru. The way he teaches is not always appreciated. So, for instance, a child wants to enjoy light. He sees light and he feels some warm. He feels warm when he's approaching to that light. It's very nice, the light. He never saw something like that, so he's amazed. But when he touches, he starts crying. He burns himself because it's fire. So in the same way, he placed everything in his mouth, and sometimes he put salt. He do like that because he started learning by pain what is one he can enjoy a little bit, and then he learns that chocolate are very nice. So he started using his mind to steal chocolate in his house. He see his mother said, "Don't eat chocolate." He said, "I like." It's providing me enjoyment. Don't care what you say, Mom. So he takes, and then the next day the child is, my stomach! And the mother says, "Do you eat chocolate?" "No!" And his mouth is all black. So then he starts learning even the things that give enjoyment when we do in the mode of Atyahara bring pain. So this is he's still learning the duality of this material world, that enjoyment is the source of suffering. Dukkha Danaya. The dukkha, which seems to be a pleasure for us, is the source of dukkha, of suffering. So, and this is taught by the body, and those who are intelligent, they can learn and try to find another way to enjoyment. And that is why we have so different varieties of spiritual path. The spiritual soul is looking for pleasure and he's trying to find different ways. There are different processes. There are different material processes also to find enjoyment. When we become bewildered through the senses, we start thinking, okay, I can enjoy through the mind, through intellectual knowledge, through the intelligence, which is the chief of the mind. So we learn that although the senses are bringing pain, if we make an adjustment in the mind, through the intelligence, we can enjoy it still. We can be even sick. Our body can be sick, but if we have a good news, like, for example, a person has a small accident and he just break his leg. But then he has the life insurance, and then he finds out that by breaking his leg in an car accident, he received $1 million. So he becomes, although the leg is break, his mind is happy. because he said, now I have money, so I don't care this. This is bringing me this sort of happiness. So by some mental adjustment, he may be happy. No? The same way with the intelligence, we can adjust things. But finally, when the end of the material body, everything ends up in frustration. Like whatever enjoyment we want to hold, it's not possible because this world is asaswatam, is asat, is temporal. So regarding to that, in order to finish, because there is not much time, I want to read a play that devotees, a modern play, devotees used to perform in the street, and I see a couple of times, and I remember, I really like, although it's not like a scripture, but devotees used to do to show people in a very simple way how we are putting so much faith in Bahir Artha, Manina. We are thinking that these external things and this material body and everything that we see, the forms, the smell, etc., are source of happiness. So this is a story of a man who was working from a very young age with the thinking that he will put money in the bank account and then he will enjoy. So he was investing money. So the devotees, they put in a theater drama format. So I will read from that. So we have the George is the man, the teller is the bank, the man in the bank, and then there will be a lady at the end. So George entered the bank and he said, good afternoon. He's a very young man and strong. Sir, I'd like to open up an account in your bank, because he's having he's working now. So he's young, he came on from university and now has a job and he has money. So the teller said, very well, your name please? Milhouse, Joe Milhouse is my name. So Joe, he said, and here is my deposit. Got a thing ahead now, you know, save for the future. I'm going to get married soon, send the kid to school, buy that house in the country, think big. This is the motto. This is the motto, think big. So he's very optimistic. So the teller said, also, glad to have your account, Mr. Milhouse. And just to show our appreciation, here is our little something from us to you. So there is always some reward coming out from these banks and also from material life. Always give us some rewards when we put some effort to enjoy. Well, thanks a lot, George said. It's a crossword puzzle. I always wanted one of those. Well, I got to the back of at the office. I'll see you next week. So he got a puzzle, no? Very nice gift. bye-bye, no, good afternoon. So after 7 years, he was coming every week. So 7 years passed, so he looks a little different. He was a little mature. So he dressed different now. So the teller said, good afternoon, George, on time, as usual. And George said, yes, it's been 7 years now, and I haven't missed a week yet. And here is my deposit. So very proud. The teller said, well, George said, yeah, I got a rise today. I got a rise, but it's going in your bank. Putting everything there. Frank, it's all going in your bank. I really got to think of the future now. You know, the kids will be going to college before you know it. And the wife, well, she's got to have that fur coat. And the mortgage payments on the house, they have to be met. Come to think of it, I've been planning on getting a second job, maybe work nights. So now he's trying to expand. Now all the wealth that come from to maintain the family. So the tailor said, well, I like a man with your ambition, George. You really work hard for your money. But don't worry, it all come back to you one day. Say, listen, Frank, I see you next week. So there is always faith. Like this, I saw when I was in Madrid, there was a big announcement with an old couple enjoying in a country house. And they say, invest for the future. And so there is... But when you think about chanting Hare Krishna for the future, they say you are crazy. Why are you wasting your time? There is no... How do you know that Krishna exists and you will receive some reward from that? So, but these propagandas, they are thinking that we surely will get rewards. We'll get our retirement and then we'll get a lot of money. But they don't think about that, for example. This is not in the propaganda. You may die, so the money may go to us. They don't say that. So after 25 years later, both men are middle-aged. So they are like more wrinkled. So good afternoon, said Joe. Good afternoon, Frank. On time as usual. Haven't missed a week in 25 years. Here you are, he's giving the deposit. Taylor said, thanks a lot, Joel. By the way, how are the kids these days? Because the kids are supposed to be grown, older now. Joel said, actually, I don't see much of them these days. The boys are away on business again, and the girls, they don't write very often. Well, that's life, I suppose, said. Isn't that brand new? Taylor said, it's a gold watch. The company gave to me for all these years on the job. Why am I going to retire soon? Gonna get that little place down in Miami. I'm going to enjoy life, finally. So now the man, he was working for the children, but the children now, they have their own life. They don't care much about him. But he's saying, life's supposed to be like that. So he's trying to make some adjustment. He's suffering, but he's making adjustment. With intelligence. This is life. So then, after many years, the man comes and he's now very old. He's an old man. And when he comes, the old tailor is no more there. He isn't there. But he said, good afternoon, Frank. I am on time today. The tailor said, Frank? It's a lady, the teller now. Frank! Frank! Do you need glasses, mister? He said, why? You are not Frank? Where's Frank? I always do business with him. The teller said, you mean that old guy? He dropped dead 3 days ago. Had a stroke on the way to work. Frank? Dead? I can't believe it. He was going to retire next week. The teller is like indifferent. She's young, so she doesn't think about that. She sees all people like very strange species of life. No? I'm young. So the teller says, well, what are you going to do? John said, Frank, dead, just like that. My God. Say, wait a minute, listen here, young lady. I want to withdraw my account now, everything. Now he's very intelligent. So the teller said, what's your number? Charles, he's looking, not trying to see a small print on his book, bank account. He's like, oh, it's 990903. So the teller take out the paper, like very depreciative, no, like she's like this is a slow man. No, give me. He said, okay, 9033. Okay, so say, yeah, 9033, that number. So poor Frank, he's saying, he's sort of feeling pity for others, not for him. No. poor Frank. He just made that last down payment on that house in Miami. He was going to move in a week and now finish. Say, wait a minute, I'm getting old too. I got to take that trip around the world now. I go to enjoy life. And the teller said, hold on, mister. Something wrong here. Something wrong. What's that? Charles said, what's wrong? The teller said, your number is not 9033. Your number is 9035. And the teller started laughing, like hysterically. Like, because he said, all these years, you've been putting your money into the wrong bank account. What? What? No! You look here, I've been depositing in this bank now for 50 years. Did you hear me? 50 years! And you mean to tell me that all these years, I've been putting my money in the wrong. And he dies. So, this story the authors used to play, sometimes in Sunday feast, outside in the street to show, and to make a reflect on how we are putting so much effort and making investment and have so much trust in the workings of material life. But practically, material life, this body will end up, and it's like a contract that it seems nice, but actually is wrong. So if a man says to us, I give you this car for you by free, but actually after 4 years, I will come, I will beat you up, and I will take the car from you by force at any time. I will say, oh, that's so nice, I will have the car for 5 years. So I like it. But then after 5 years, this man can and start pushing. I told you, give me the car. No, what are you doing? I told you, come out from here. That's the contract. So we come to this material world like that. We have a body, free family, and we start thinking that everything is free. Air, land, the senses that we can enjoy. We don't have to pay anyone. We don't see any person behind creation. But then one day, that person appears in the form of death. Krishna said, I am death also. And he takes everything. Okay, I told you, don't make this contract. So the acharyas are coming often to this material world to tell us that we make a wrong contract and we're putting money in a wrong bank account. We should withdraw this money very urgent. And I start putting the money in the right bank account, in the spiritual life, to give the money to the spiritual master, everything skill we have, and it will be safe. Okay, thank you very much. If there any, sorry I passed the time, but if there is one, two comments or questions. You're just resting.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I like the point in the beginning you made about the child who engages his mind in figuring out how to get the chocolate. And so he learns how to use his mind to serve his senses. So with that kind of training, you were explaining that we received the training early on as a child, how to enjoy through our senses. But if there's no training in the other direction, then how can a person learn how to use his mind the proper way or his senses properly?
But to learn it properly, the only way is through the good fortune, coming in contact with pure devotees. It may say in the form of a book or Prabhupada's book, devotee who will give a chance to that person to start practicing the control of Vachovegam and Ashakodavegam. That's the first instruction, no? To control the senses. And this is the ISKCON is a school for teaching how to control the senses. I mean, this is second, this is not the main purpose, but it's the tool that is provided through education so we can use the mind to man manava or mad bhakto to think always in Krishna. And so if the person that if someone doesn't have a chance to come in contact with this knowledge, he may train his senses but always with a material pursuit. So you can control your senses in only in material ways to obtain, like, for example, more money. Like this man was controlling his senses. Instead of spending all the money, he was putting in the bank account. That's control, but it did this in the wrong way. That answer, it's not... You can repeat your question. Sometimes I understand different from the English. Well, so sometimes the materialists are better than the spiritual. Like Hiranyakashipu, he was expert controlling his senses for thousands of years. He was practiced celibate for many, many years. We just become poor by 6 months. He was for many, many years, thousands of years. But finally, they fall in a materialist will. He can control his senses for some time, but finally, when he gets his material goal, then his senses are uncontrolled away. But a devotee, a bhakta, he doesn't even make much effort to control the senses. He just follows a process of sadhana bhakti, which is meant to regulate the senses. By following the process, the senses become controlled. But it's not like the yogi process of others. It's an easy process in one sense, because it's like instead of controlling, not spending money, he can spend money in Krishna. If he doesn't know how to spend money, he gives to someone who knows. But you can engage the sight in seeing the deity. We don't have to control the eyes. When we are in the temple, we can just look all the time we want to the deities. But when we are outside, we have to remember the deities and control our sight, where we see, what we see, what we smell, etc. So we practice here through our higher taste. We have a higher taste for the senses, and then when we go out, we hope the higher taste remain. And sometimes doesn't remain, so we have to come back to them. Okay. So... Yes. Yes. And you say it. Very nice. Yes. But there are different, according to the Mother Nature, there are different ways to enjoy. But in Mother goodness, it seems that material life is joyful. Because you know how to control the senses like that. If there is not a higher purpose, then the next life, you may, that happiness is the source of a new body. So it's also a source of suffering. Because even if you do very nicely, trying to be controlled in enjoyment, and have an intellectual enjoyment, but that life, because you know the spiritual, will also bring a new body, and the next life you may be influenced by the mood of ignorance and then suffer a lot. So that, therefore, is Hrishikena, Hrishikesha, Sevana, Bhakti, Uchate. So the question is how to engage the senses properly in a spiritual life. And then the enjoyment in a spiritual life comes from pleasing Krishna. Sometimes we may think it's coming from the senses, because we say this prasadam is really nice, I'm enjoying, like this Ratha Yatra. It's really enjoyable, the weather is nice, and the music is nice, I'm enjoying. This is a sense, it can be also, it's a spiritual life, because it is enjoyable, even in the material world, but it's not the real happiness from a spiritual life. Because also this can be tricking. Also you can suffer by taking a lot of prasad through the body, but the enjoyment should come from within, from the connection that we are making with Krishna, the spiritual master. This even like the Ratha Yatra festival, not so many devotees are working, and even if the festival is whatever, if it's raining or whatever, they won't be frustrated in the sense of they did the service. So that is the happiness within. It's not like there is no attachment. Of course, they will do the best, but if someone likes or don't likes, it's not the business. It's not the source of happiness for the devotee. Yeah. That's the proof of the scriptures. They give us advice to how to plan family. So when they do Yashastra Vinaya Utriya, rejecting all the teachings of the scriptures, this is what they get. So our process is just to Shravanadi Sudachite. We have to purify the heart by hearing and chanting to revive this seed of Krishna Prema, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema that we have inside. So wherever we use the senses, when we engage the senses, it's called sadhana bhakti, and this is meant for awakening our relationship with Krishna, our real enjoyment. And that's our process. That we are practicing by the bhakti, sadhana bhakti. Engaging our senses, that's the way we control them. And we follow a plan given in Bhagavad Gita and from the spiritual master. Well, thanks for your comments. So, Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai!
Antaral Srila Bhagavatam ki?
Thank you.